Hello, test the microphones.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of the number two podcast in the world.
Are you ready, Freddy?
I am Nick, and this is Cakes Mitchell with the question book for today.
I like this. I like this, bro.
Turn these lights off. Can't see nothing. Turn back on because we need it. Okay.
I just want to take a minute to really appreciate your
compliment,
outfit today.
Compliment me.
Yeah, your outfit looks great.
Thanks, bro. You know what happened? I left today, and I said, I'm going to be one thing today.
A red Jolly Rancher.
No, there's a lot of research on finding your one thing, right? Finding your one thing.
What does that mean?
I'm spread thin, okay? I don't really have my one thing. I have a lot of things.
Okay.
You got a few things, too. And so when I was thinking about it, finding your one thing and focusing, today I decided my one thing was to be comfortable. And how did I do?
You look super comfortable.
See what I'm saying?
Even your socks, bro. I know that's not going to get much love because it's not in frame. Your socks look comfortable. They just look like, you know what those look like? Those look like the 90s. If the 90s were socks.
They look like confetti cake, but blueberry flavor.
Maybe that's what I meant. I'm pretty sure that's what I meant.
So I wanted to send you this thing. I'm just going to talk to you about it on a podcast. Because we're going to start adding some real into these things, okay? Some real.
Okay.
Some real talk. So we're going to start today with some real talk. So I was watching this clip, and there's this guy that I follow. And basically he was saying that he hired somebody for a full year to, it was like a thinking coach. Okay. And this dude's a multi, like 500 millionaire. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and he's hiring a coach, right? He's always, what's that next step? So he hired a thinking coach.
What does that mean?
To help him basically for 90 minutes, he would sit with this coach,
like,
or the coach would be around. Yeah.
Okay.
And he would say out loud what he was thinking. And what it did was it helped him vocalize toxic relationships, things that were heavy on him, distracting him from being the most productive that he could be, right? Getting rid of those distractions, those lingering things that he had not, got closure from. Yeah. So, like, for example, like right now, if you were to name things, like obviously not on the podcast, but like name things that you think about in the next 90 minutes, you might say like
a lot of stuff, bro.
Your mic's off.
We're back.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Like in the next 90 minutes, and you just have to vocalize the thing. And then you're finding these little bits and pieces where you're like, you don't even realize that those things are still weighing on you, but you're thinking about them and they're distracting you from being your best version of yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that you think about constantly that you don't even realize that is like in the forefront of your mind.
Yeah, facts. So like just throwing it up, vocalizing it.
Yeah.
Then you learn to, you get in the habit of, you know.
So then if you did that and like you find like a problem that you need to address, then you just address it?
Yeah, you gotta address it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And get rid of that junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise it's just churning in your brain.
A thinking coach.
What does he do?
Is he just like writes down what you,
I don't know
about?
I don't know what the, it was a short clip. I didn't watch though.
Be like, hey, you keep saying this, figure that out, dude.
Literally, it's a coach, right? So it's just, yeah, it's just there to hold you accountable, to start the conversation.
Does he show up with like orange slices and a whistle?
See, I think that's more soccer. That's more soccer than what this guy was doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Anyway.
But would you ever consider getting one?
Getting what?
A thinking coach.
I think even just the knowledge that that's even a thing, And like just to, now I can think about a thinking coach. No, just to like be aware like that that's smart. Like just do it. Maybe just do it for 60 seconds. Write down everything that you think about. Freaking look at it. And acknowledge the things that you're ignoring.
So you'll think about it.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Will you get a thinking coach? I'll think about it. All right, bro. Let's get into the nitty-gritty here. Here's a couple things. These aren't questions. I just want to, you know, some shower thoughts.
Okay. All right, okay? Hit me with them.
Bro. The asteroid that killed the dinosaurs had the highest stone-to-bird ratio of, like, kill bird with two stones.
Whoa.
Think about that for a second, dude. I don't think it'd ever be topped.
Killed two birds with one stone. Kill a million dinosaurs with one stone. Kill. Wait. Question.
Yeah. Hit me, dog.
When it hit us.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how big was it?
The rock?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's not as big as you would think. I'm thinking like bus size.
Bus size? You think a bus sized asteroid took out the wiped out?
Well, it depends how far away it came from.
Dinosaurs extinct?
It's like exponential speed. Here's what I'm going through space.
Here's what I can't comprehend. It's going to come smack the Earth.
Yeah.
But not like obliterate the Earth. But it's going to kill everything on it.
Yeah.
How did Earth not just go into a bunch of little Earth rocks?
Yeah.
But it killed all the dinosaurs, bro? And everything else that we had?
Yeah, like everything died except for like three animals died.
And then the Earth was like...
Well, maybe it did this.
Just brushed it off.
Maybe the asteroid hit the Earth and then it created like dust in the atmosphere and killed all the oxygen. And then everything just died, like suffocated.
They suffocated the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs got suffocated, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Because if we're finding fossils and bones from dinosaurs... Wouldn't they, if they were killed by an asteroid, it would have, like, melted the, like...
Now, you can't melt bones.
Factor cap.
You can't melt bones.
Factor cap.
Not sure.
Bones are immeltable.
That's what yes, bro. If I took a lighter to your thumb...
It's not melting?
Mm-mm.
What's the melting temp of bone?
I don't think it can. I think nothing.
I need to look it up, but
if you went straight towards the sun,
you wanted to use phones today.
If you went straight towards the sun, your skeleton would survive.
Hold on one second. Yeah, keep that. Keep talking about that. I'm gonna get my computer.
Okay. So what I'm saying, guys, is if you went towards the sun, you know, you would melt, but your skeleton would remain intact. Maybe that's how they get those full-size skeletons for the classrooms. You know, it's just people that try to approach the sun.
All right, I got my computer. So, what? What are you talking about?
I don't think that there's a temperature that's going to melt skeletons. Because if it did, of the dinosaurs would be gone. Because the asteroid was so hot, you know? You know what I'm saying?
So, I don't know if this is fact.
What's from the internet? So it's 100% true.
Hold on. Bones are some of the most resilient parts of our body and burn at significantly higher temperatures. Normal fire does not reach temperatures high enough to burn bone.
Amen.
But it says on this other thing, 1670 degrees Celsius... 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, that's what temperature bones will melt at. 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
3,000. Now see what the sun is. How hot is the sun? I think I'm saying the sun is like 270.
270 what?
Temperature.
270 degrees
Fahrenheit.
Are you dumb or stupid?
What? Warm up some pizza rolls.
How hot is
right by the sun.
Nah, dog. Yo, what is it? Hold on. How hot is the sun? Nah, you tripping for that.
Nah, okay. Realistically, I'm saying the sun is 8,000.
How hot is the sun? What is K?
Kelvin.
Yeah, what I need to know in Fahrenheit.
K, bro, that's color temperature.
Okay, how hot's the sun? It's melting bones, bruh. The sun is about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yo, I said 8. That's pretty close.
You said what?
I said 8,000.
You said 270 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, then you stopped paying attention to me, and I said realistically 8,000.
Right, you acting different right now. The sun is 9,941 degrees Fahrenheit, okay? Just to be more accurate.
So a little warmer than 270.
Yeah, just a smidge, but it's melting bones. So if that asteroid... All right, hold on. We got to figure it.
How many asteroids hit the Earth?
How hot is an asteroid? Yeah. How hot is an asteroid?
Yeah.
When it hits Earth. Re-entry temps can reach as high as 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
And bone melts at what?
3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
So it's on the cusp.
It is on the cusp. So, I mean, and this was at www.science.howstuffworks.com. So, pretty sure it's accurate. Basically, we figured out.
In conclusion,
the dinosaurs died from suffocation.
Half of them melted.
And half suffocated. From the dust.
You're welcome.
So, in case you were wondering, we figured that
out. Come to the Freddy Show for your scientific information.
We got you.
Oh, shout out to science.howstuffworks.com.
Yeah, yeah. Great website if you're ever looking to look up stuff. Hey,
also, hey, shout out to our Patreons. You guys can go to patreon.com/TheFreddyShow to support us financially.
If you'd like.
If you want. We're not going to force you to do it. We wouldn't force you to never. Do anything.
No, no, we'd never. But we really do appreciate it. It helps keep us going.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Or merchandise.
Yeah, and, you guys can go to feelsright.shop to buy some Freddy merchandise.
We just dropped our fall drop.
Yep.
And we have like maybe a small winter drop coming too.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Welcome back to another episode of the Ad Reads. Thank you, Manscaped.
Brace yourselves. Winter is coming. What the writers of Game of Thrones didn't want to tell you is that Bran was actually in a wheelchair because he didn't trim his balls with Manscaped.
Wow. Wow.
You know. Poor guy thought it was okay to trim his balls with the traditional razor or hair trimmer.
Nope.
Not sure what you want as a gift for the holidays? Well, Manscaped is the ultimate gift, and they're here to change the men's grooming game. And you can get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code Freddy at manscaped.com. That's code Freddy, F-R-D-I, Freddy at manscaped.com.
Take care of the men in your family. I actually ordered one for my brother using our code. So
can I be there?
When he opens it and uses it?
No. Back to the show. I'll ask a question this time. We'll bounce back and forth.
All right, hit me, dude.
Because this is a super organized podcast.
Hit me, dude.
Nick.
What?
How do you handcuff a guy with one arm?
Wrist to ankle. I think that's how you gotta do it, right?
Are you crossing?
Like no,
cross body?
Well, then you got to carry him, right? Or no? Hold on. I have to figure this out.
Okay. You should have took your phone, dummy. You ain't going nowhere, bro. No, go back, try to run. Go back, try to run.
Like from the cops?
Yeah.
Dude, that's how it's done. There's no way, there's another way.
Bro, I don't know why you're demonstrating running away. If you were handcuffed normally, you could still run away.
No.
Yeah, bro, I feel like that's the only way.
That's so funny. I'm sweating, by the way. That's the only way.
You go
crossbody.
Yeah, crossbody, like Nike. Nike crossbody. Wrist. I only know that because Drake said it. Nike crossbody. This is, all right. Wrist to ankle, mm-hmm. crossbody.
Yeah, right.
Because if you go same side, dude, you can skedaddle.
You can get some momentum.
You can get some speed like
on
that.
On that thigh?
Speaking of walking on all fours, there's this dude on TikTok. Did you see him? The dude on TikTok, he's literally been walking on all fours. And I don't know, like all day, like to the grocery store, or just like for an hour a day. I don't know, like the logistics. I didn't look that deep into it.
Yeah.
But he's been doing it for over 100 days straight.
And he's getting pretty good.
He's so strong. Yes, he's very, like, his forearms are huge. His back is strong. He said something about, like, his back didn't even hurt from doing it. It inspired me. I think
he's
I want to do
TikTok?
It. He's on TikTok.
Hey, come on a podcast.
I don't remember his name. But
we'll fly you out.
He's been doing it for a while. But I think I might want to start doing it maybe two, three times a week.
Excuse
start walking
me?
On all fours. I feel like there's a lot of
like
benefits.
Like around anywhere? Do you think after 100 days of training, you guys could race?
Well, he'd be, at that point, he'd be 200.
What if he stopped?
He'd be 100 days ahead of me. And
but there's got to be a plateau point.
He seemed like he was already fit, and I'm not. But I do think there's some benefits from walking on all fours for a while. Do you think we used to do it, walk on all fours? Do you think we used to walk on
all fours? Yeah, a long, long time ago.
How long ago?
Like, before primates.
Before gorillas.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Before
so
all
So you
that.
Think cavemen walked on all fours?
No.
Wait. Isn't there that picture where we like...
we grow up, stand up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Tarzan era.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we do that? Why don't we always just walk on 2 feet?
Because it has something to do with the curvature of the spine.
So over time, we just straightened her out?
Yeah.
And what?
Also, it has to do with your thumbs.
Whose thumbs?
You know, just people. Like... When you have thumbs and you start reaching up for stuff, you're like, I could just stay up here.
Speaking of gorillas,
right?
How much do you think they could bench press if they trained? Like if they had like, you know, like if they had a trainer, like if they was at Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
And they had a trainer for, you know, I don't know, 5 days a week, you know, and like really getting like maybe Dietrich's training.
Oh, they're taking every plate.
Every plate in the gym. Like, okay, so how much, what's the most a human has ever benched?
I mean, I put up 225 once.
Funny you should ask. I'm going to pull it up.
I use science.howitworks.com.
How much can a human bench press? What's the max? How do you structure this question? My brain.
What's the most a human's ever
bench press? Thank you. What's the
words are tough.
Most a human can bench press.
Has ever.
Bench press. All-time record, 1,075 pounds. Wow.
Bro, that's half a killer whale.
That's a big boy.
That's half a ton.
That's half a killer whale? How much does a killer whale weigh? No.
No. Where'd you get your info? How much?
It's from science. 6,600 to 8,800 pounds.
All right, 4 ton.
Okay. Yeah, you're way. How much is a ton?
2.
Is that true?
Yeah, 2,000.
Let me Google. I'm kidding. All right, the current... Yeah, is 1,075. 1,000. So do you think a gorilla can out bench press a human being? Because apparently a human being can do over 1,000.
I think an average gorilla is putting up 1,200.
Let me just write this down. How much can a gorilla bench press?
Okay, you just saw the result. I'm gonna say 1,800 pounds. How much?
4,000 pounds.
Bro, that's half a killer whale.
Now you're correct. a silverback gorilla can lift 4,000 pounds on a bench press, bro. Who put him in that condition? Who put him in that environment?
How do they have these answers?
Who was like, yo,
science.howtoworks.com.
No, this
the
is
researchers.
No, this is wild gorillas. Wildgorillasafaris.com.
So do you think you could take a punch from a gorilla?
No, what? I think that's the only thing on earth that could beat Mike Tyson.
You think Mike Tyson could take a gorilla in a fight?
Bro, world
oh
wait.
Oh my god.
Hold on. The world record squat is less than the world record bench.
How, bro?
Wow. An unequipped squat. So that's like without
like a belt,
like, I guess, like without help. Things that help.
Without help.
That's crazy, man.
How strong do you gotta be to get to the point where you're like, you know, I'm gonna try for the record?
This junk says gorillas can squat over 6,000 pounds. And they think a gorilla's gonna beat, or a grizzly bear's gonna beat a gorilla? Is that the question? What's winning, a gorilla or a bear? Is that the grizzly? Yeah, grizzly bear versus a gorilla? A gorilla's gonna win, dude.
Not if the bear has technique.
Not if the bear can 1-2 juke and grab his neck and rip his heart out through his
mouth.
Mouth.
Got you.
Like that type of thing?
Yeah. Do you?
I guess.
No, for real, do you think an average gorilla or Mike Tyson will win in a fight?
An average gorilla?
Mm-hmm.
An average monkey or an average gorilla?
Gorilla.
An average gorilla, Mike Tyson is taking the dub.
Mike Tyson. You're taking technique over power.
Mike Tyson is taking the dub in a boxing match.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, any
a
match.
A free-for-all?
Yeah.
MMA.
Yeah. Yeah, like bites allowed. Well, Mike Tyson already does it.
I don't know. But what I do know is that, what's the next question?
You're great with transitions, bro. All right, bro. Think about this.
Yo, if the gorilla can take supplements, monitor strength, training regimens, diet. Wow.
How much?
No, I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
I thought you had to pull it up.
No.
I was like, where did they test this gorilla?
No, that's what I'm saying. If a gorilla can take, you know, vitamin D, B12, eat only chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Milk, lots of milk.
Right.
I feel like a gorilla benching 10,000 pounds.
I believe that.
You know, a gorilla in the wild is eating, what is it? Shoots and leaves. That's pandas. What do gorillas eat? What do gorillas eat?
I think they just eat like nuts, bro.
Nuts and berries?
I think they're the vegetarian type.
What do gorillas eat? Underneath what a gorilla eat, what do gorillas look like? If you're looking up gorilla, I'm sure you already know what it looks like, bro. Yeah, no, shoots and leaves. Yeah, they eat like pandas.
So how do they have so much muscle?
That's the question.
If they're just eating nuts and leaves, bro.
They're herbivores, dude. That's what it says anyway. They might eat some. They might eat some ants, some bugs, some larvae. They're herbivorous. Predominantly ground dwelling.
All right, Nick, you ready for this?
Yeah, I got distracted. What do you want to tell me? Oh my gosh.
You're going to need this.
Keeping an eye on the time, we're 23 minutes in.
All right.
What do you want?
Nick, a different version of you exists in the minds of everyone who knows you.
Did you watch Mike Posner?
What? No.
I just saw a clip of him, and it said,
I got this from Reddit.
Okay. He said, I could pull it up probably, but he said basically the way he views himself, right? Like, memories, half memories, things he's taken and implemented, like, nobody sees him the way he sees him.
Yeah, facts. Isn't that crazy?
So what's the point?
Of what?
Ego.
Yeah, what are you trying to prove, dude? How do you...
Come to the Freddy Show for your life advice.
How do you see you?
Oh, bro? Would I need this?
How do you see?
How do I see me? Is it like bullet points?
Yeah. Yeah, just give me like.
How do I see me?
Top five bullet points.
I mean, I got three of them in my bio.
Husband, father, independent artist. What are the other two?
I guess that's like, what lives do you live? Husband, father, or family.
What's your top three words to describe you?
Oh, just three words.
Like adjectives, like not a noun.
You would do it for each other.
Okay, I give you three?
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah, I'll be nice.
Yeah, be real.
I'll be real, real nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think...
Take your time.
I'm trying to think of the right word.
I think we all want to know the answer. All of us.
I sense sarcasm there.
No. It's no sarcasm.
Resilient. Resilience.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome. Are we resilient. Going back and forth? You want to give
oh,
me
you
want to
go? Okay. Right? Resilient. I don't want to. I feel like this word's going to come off wrong and you're going to take it wrong.
Probably.
There's a different word for it. No, this it. Makes you sound like a dog. Loyal. Like if you give your full self to somebody, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
So loyal is like, loyal makes you sound like a dog. But you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean, yeah. No, I feel that, yeah. It takes a lot for me to get to that point with someone, but when I'm there, I'm there.
Yeah, then you ain't going. That's why you only got three friends.
Not the only reason. All right. Number two.
Maybe committed was a better word.
I'm a dog.
Hey.
I'm a dog.
We some dogs, baby.
You a dog, I'm a dog.
We some dogs.
It's a dog eat dog world, bro.
Let me get a wolf.
Woof.
Lower.
Woof. Dang, another word. I'm trying to think of three, bro.
Nah, it's cool, bro. It's if you only think
you
of
only
one.
Got one, dog.
I'm resilient.
I think that you're it's hard to think of the right word, bro.
That's why I called you a dog. I think committed was better.
I think that you're selective. And like, how you spend your energy and with who.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I think you're very selective. Like, if you don't want to do something, you not about to do that.
I'm about to do it.
Like, it doesn't matter if someone threw 50,000, 100,000 at you. If you don't want to do it, dog, you ain't going to do it.
Man, don't.
And you're very selective with how you spend your energy and with who. And you know your morals very well. And what you care about the most, and you won't bend on those. And I respect that.
All right, that's all we got time for today. I'm kidding. All right, dang, another word for you. you know? What's the word for it? Because I can't think of the right words. Because in my head, it's like...
See, it's tough when you're on the spot.
No, in my head, it's like safe.
Like a dog.
Yeah. No, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like...
I'm your comfort food.
Not mine. You're like... You're like... You know?
Non-judgmental. I can be, I mean,
safe.
I'll take it. What does that mean, bro?
I don't know. And what the last one, say something?
What?
The last one, I think this wide camera's going to go off.
Yo. Welcome back.
That battery got 2%.
Hell yeah.
What'd I say? You're loyal
and safe.
You come when I call. You. Kidding. I was describing a dog. It's not a dog.
You ought to safe. Say
what's the other thing? Safe. Hardworking.
Give me a negative trait for the third one.
Negative trait.
That doesn't have to be like mean, but like not a positive trait.
Not a positive trait for you.
Yeah.
You are.
Uh-huh.
You are. Are there any?
I don't think so.
You see what I'm saying? The guy's perfect.
You hate dogs or what?
The guy's perfect. All right. Are we going to the next episode?
I was ready for a negative trait for you, but I'm good.
Oh, do you have one? If you have one.
Yeah, you're dumb. Oh. Those are real dumb. All right, so we got time for today, guys.
Hey, appreciate you for checking out the podcast. Yes, thanks.
Bye.